No one knows when Colonel Custer was born. Some speculate that he appeared in the midst of a fog which emanated over a dead ox that had been dragging a covered wagon that had been hauling dynamite. Young Custer lit some dynamite and watched as he blew up the Hoover Dam, the Statue of Liberty, and subsequently created what was now known as the Grand Canyon. Custer clicked his shoes together and wished that he'd been taken to the battlefront of any war, pronto. He landed in the middle of what he thought was Gettysburg, or Normandy, but ended up plopping down in the midst of his own stand. He sat down and knitted 800 sweaters, as it was bitterly cold all night, and he worried about his troops. He regained his composure and got up. His sweater was a turtleneck, and he sewed 4 stars on it to symbolize his leadership ability. The battle strategy was based primarily off the blueprints of the sinking of the Titanic, and looked similar to the overall approach taken in Ring Around the Rosie. Colonel Custer stood and watched as his army lost to Sitting Bull. The military leader would also end up losing his wallet, and would years later admit,
"I had no business using a rubber knife or cart gun in real battle. Those men counted on me, and all I did was play cops and robbers. At least I had fun."
Despite Custer's request for no tagbacks, Sitting Bull ignored that little acknowledged rule and won on that cold day in November. The bell rang 4 minutes later and recess was over. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.